wherever the ball's at. It just depends on the matchup. You know, if they got a really good slot in Shepherd. He gets a lot of balls. He makes a lot of plays. So this week I was going to be in the slot, but you know, we play somebody like the Redskins where Jordan Reed is kind of their premier player. I'll be at safety so I can match up there. But I like being down closer to the ball wherever that is. It just, if I play deep too long, a lot of times I get bored. But, you know, it gets me into action, keeps me active. So I think it's, you know, it's a comfortable position for me.
What goes through your mind as far as, are you thinking six as soon as the ball's in your hands? This is, I guess, four for you since you got here, and six or seven in your career.
Yeah, I mean, every time I get the ball, I'm thinking I'm going to score. Tough part is getting the ball. But it's, you know, it's one of those things as a defense, you know, if you can score as a defense, the chances of your team winning goes out the roof. So every time we get an opportunity to catch the ball, pick up a fumble, we're thinking about putting it in the end zone.
Last year you had a bunch of picks. You also dropped a bunch of interceptions. I don't recall really any dropped picks so far this year. Do you feel like your hands are better this year than they were?
No, I think this year I hadn't had as many opportunities as I did last year. I think I've done a better job of kind of capitalizing on those. But that was one of the emphasis coming into the year, is just making sure I take advantage of every opportunity that I have. And I think maybe a couple games early, really the Steelers game was probably the only game that I feel like I left some on the table. But just been patient all year, just trying to wait for those opportunities, and I was able to capitalize on a couple today.
How frustrating was that last year? You might have dropped like five last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did it get to you during the offseason? Was there anything you could do as far as making sure it didn't happen again?
I mean, you work on it. You know, it's one of those things where you don't let it bother you too much. But I was completely fine with the way the season was going. Hindsight, when you review the season and you look at things you can get better at, that was probably one of my top things on my list. Just when you talk about the potential to take your game to the next level, I think that's the area in which you start really changing the momentum of entire games for me personally. So, but it was never anything that I've, you know, doubted or felt like, or felt kind of insecure about it all.
Getting the win, you know, you had to stop like two of their drives in the final minutes. I mean, what does this say for you guys? And, you know, having a losing streak and all that.
I mean, it was big, you know, especially for our defense, especially for our secondary. It's taking a lot of heat. Guys were asked to, you know, play a lot of man, match up against some great receivers, against a really good quarterback, you know, over and over at the end of the game to win it. And guys didn't know but step up to the challenge. You know, Nolan Carroll's out there. You know, he's a little banged up at the end. He gets a big stop. Leotis McKelvin stands up at the end of the game to make a big play. Jalen Mills is doing. He steps into the nickel role and makes a bunch of plays. We get Terrence Brooks to go out there, hadn't played any defensive snaps for us all year. We make up a defense on the sideline and put him out there, and he comes up with an interception. So it's just an all around, you know, big day for our entire room.
What kind of defense did you guys?
We got tired of Odell catching the ball and sprinting through the defense, so we put Jalen Mills on him, took one of our D linemen out, and added Terrence Brooks in, and basically just, you know, played a form of cover two. But we made sure we had somebody on Odell all the time, because every time we played zone, he just kind of ran through the entire defense. So we knew that last drive we were going to need something to keep the ball out of his hands. And like I said, it was a quick decision between that second to last drive and the last drive that we kind of put it out there, and guys went out and executed.
That was kind of like the equivalent of like a box of one.
Box of one. Yeah, that's exactly the term that Schwartz used.
In a game like this, the way you guys play defensively and offensively, does this kind of show that the team you think you guys are capable of being and not the team over this last stretch here?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this has been the same thing that we've done really over the entire season. We just found a way to come out on top at the end. All these games have been close, and the margin of error for our team is very small. And it's going to take, you know, sometimes some spectacular efforts for us to really put out there. You're going to need a defensive score or special teams play. You know, our offense has just got to be methodical, move the ball down the field, come up with some scores when needed. The touchdown to Nelson was was huge for us. And then at the end of the day, in the fourth quarter, we're going to have to finish because it's going to be tight games. We just got to find a way to make those one or two plays to put us out in front, and today we found those plays.
When Ron Brooks was healthy, or you had a healthy slot guy, would that give you, or did that give you more of an opportunity to kind of ball hawk a little bit? And did your role change once he went down?
Yeah, so I was playing pure safety when Ron was out there. But I prefer to be the down safety. So a lot of times I was still matched up on the tight ends. I'd be deep a lot more than I am now. But once Ryan went down, that moved me into the nickel. And I go back and forth based on the matchup that we have that week. So that'll either put, you know, Jalen Mills at the nickel or myself at the nickel and bringing Jalen Watkins in. So everybody's pretty versatile. Everybody on our secondary plays two positions, if not more. So it's just really all about matchups.
You work with Terrence Brooks day in and day out, you know, to see him come out. And that was his first career interception, so mm-hmm. to see him, you know, do that in that type of situation and seal the game. What's that say about his resilience and stuff as far as being ready to play?
Yeah, we trust him. You know, at the time, you know, hindsight, looking at the situation, I'm like, it's probably pretty stressful. But, you know, the game on the line, we make up a defense on the sideline and say, you know, Terrence, you're in. But I don't think anybody doubted it in the moment at all. We know how hard he works. We know he's prepared. We know he's got talent. He played a huge game for us on special teams. So to see him go out there and make the play, you know, I thought it was fitting. We were definitely proud of him.
When you say make it up, did you have like a whiteboard that he threw it up on?
I mean, it was a simple concept. You know, we kind of just talked over everybody's roles, who was going to be who. You know, we had to add another DB, and you know, Swartz asked me who we got to put in. I said put Terrence in. Nobody second guessed it. It worked out.
Stay a couple more.
Now, can a win like this in a close game, which have been an issue, can this carry over into next year, where you can use this as, you know, a building block as a tool going forward?
100%. I mean, you know, winning these type of games this late in the year, you know, although, you know, anything for us, nothing counted. You know, it sure had that feel, and that's something that, you know, from with all the young players that we have, that experience carries over. Even for our coaching staff, it all kind of translates. And so, obviously, you know, nothing that we do, no wins that we accumulate this year counts for next year. But it's experience, it's that opportunity for your team to grow closer together and you know, adverse times and challenging games, to find a way to come out and win is lessons that, you know, everybody needs to learn.